Klingon-Style. Klingon-Style. Oh, 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 oh. Opa Klingon-Style. Klingon-Style. Oh, 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 oh. Opa Klingon-Style.
Welcome to Jibs, Movies, and Junk. I'm Notorious J.I.M.
And I'm Julian.
And today we're reviewing Star Trek Into Darkness.
Da-da-da.
Okay, of course, it's going to be spoiler-free to the very end of it. We don't want to ruin this movie for anyone who hasn't seen it yet. And we do... Well, I don't know about you, but I do plan on seeing it again. And actually seeing if I had the same feelings about it I did the first time.
I'm sure I'll watch it again eventually. Yeah. I've got like a billion other movies I have to watch first.
Yeah, I plan on buying it because I have to. I fucking have to. I own the first one. I'm completist. So I need to...
Shit.
I need to get it just because...
I mean, I bought Generations. I might as well, right?
Yeah, well, I'm still working on that.
Or I bought, what's the other one before that with Tom Hardy?
That wasn't Nemesis, was it?
I think it was Nemesis.
It could have been. Not First Contact.
No. That was what, part 4?
When it got into the Next Generation, I stopped watching the movies.
Really? Yeah. I saw them all.
Like, I want to get back into them. I want to watch them again, but I kind of saw them like maybe once or twice, and I don't even remember anything about them.
Well, the first one, V'ger, that's all you have to remember. And yeah. It was boring. 2 is 2. 3 is the bringing back Spock. 4 is whales.
Yeah, I remember that. I mean, I owned the little trilogy they did with Rafa Khan, Search for Spock, The Voyage Home. Yeah. I remember that Undiscovered Country is one of them I watched a bunch of times while I was younger for some reason.
Jeez. I don't know why.
It was the only one that was available to me for some reason.
I feel like being a kid with the Next Generation being on TV so much, or at least being from start to finish within our, I guess, adolescence.
Yeah.
That I really should have given more of a shit about Generations coming out.
Yeah.
It had like all the captains and shit sort of in one movie.
Yeah.
Even Janeway, who nobody really gives a shit about.
Yeah, because wasn't Sulu a captain as well in this movie?
He eventually I think he did finally become a captain.
Yeah.
The actor George Takei made a big deal about becoming captain. Actually, in Into Darkness, when he gets into the captain chair,
yeah,
he's sort
that was
of a...
Yeah, well, that's later. Spoilers.
Well, that's not a spoiler. He sits in a chair, like...
Oh, I'm tired.
I've got a spoiler for you. Spock is breathing air the whole time.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna check out this chair. Sit down. Oh, my. Anyway, yeah, well, I was a kid actually watching The Next Generation because I actually grew up watching the movies. I didn't really watch, you know, TOS. Mm-hmm. So I was really watching, you know, TNG and the movies. So when I actually did the whole thing of both captains getting together for the first time, Picard and Kirk, it was a big deal for me.
Because they were riding horses and chopping wood and shit?
Yeah, they're doing man stuff.
Shirtless.
Yeah, man stuff. But then when Kirk passed away, or he died... It was a big deal for me.
Spoiler. He gets trapped in the Nexus, I believe, right? The Nexus?
I think something lands on him. It crushes him.
Doesn't... I thought he got trapped in the Nexus.
No, I remember something crushed him. It's been so long since I've seen it, but I remember... I don't know why I have to get logs. Maybe because they're chopping wood.
Yeah.
I know a tree didn't follow him. Something happens to him where something crushes him. He gets a little bit of dialogue before he dies, and then he says, oh, would you look at that, or something like that.
Does he say not like this?
No.
Which was Hawkeye's final words before he died.
Was it?
Yeah.
How did he die?
I think he got blasted by an alien.
Oh, well, I guess not like that.
And he screamed out, not like this. That was pretty
cool.
Yeah,
no way. Oh, by the way, I got the Avengers. Well, look out. This is not on the show. I got the Avengers porn.
Did you? Which one? Oh, the like main one?
Yeah.
With Lexington Steel as Nick Fury?
Well,
and,
I only skimmed through it. I didn't really watch it, like truly watch it. I've downloaded the She-Hulk one first. I mean, I deleted it because like I don't want to see China get fucked. I thought I did, but I don't.
No, it's, not even for like what is it, like Freak Show? Kind of like I have to just see what this looks like.
That's how I felt like it. After I saw it, I was like, I don't want to ever see this again. It's kind of like the Hogan, it's kind of like the Hogan porn. I don't really want to watch Hogan fuck and run wild Like, you know, I want to see Hulkamania one wild on some bitch.
I want to watch it because the, like, 5-minute clip I saw of it
yeah.
seemed like the most depressing thing you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
Like, he's only got 2 positions. He doesn't move. He keeps his socks on. It sounds like he's apologizing to the girl at one point.
Yeah.
His ringtone is his daughter singing. And then he's like, hey, this is what Nick is going to call. Like, it just, it sounds like the saddest man in the entire world. I have to see the rest of this porno. I have to see it all, goddammit.
Alright, but we're not talking about porn. Even though I think, like, Star Trek does have a porn, doesn't it?
It does indeed, sir.
Oh, man, I haven't seen it yet. I should have watched it in preparation for the show.
Yeah, I think it's Star Nuts or some shit like that.
I thought it would be, you know, Deep Throat 9. Or well, something like
that. With, I gotta think of a 7 of 9 joke. I don't know, fuck it. I give up.
Anyway,
There's a Quantum Deep.
Yeah, Quantum Deep. Which, Scott Bakula was a captain in Star Trek, so they all linked together, huh?
Yeah, that's why I brought up Quantum Leap.
Let's get into Star Trek. Like, the fact that you were exposed to as a young child.
Mm-hmm.
How did you first come in contact with Star Trek? Like, how did it come into your life?
Because one of the movies is First Contact. No? You don't remember that?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about your first contact.
I see what you did there. But when I was a kid, my mom had a friend who was like this nerdy guy. Yeah. Who, he was a big fan of Star Trek. So he was like, you know, you should watch this show. He put a lot of episodes on a VHS tape, if anybody remembers that.
Yeah.
You know, he covered up the little square with some tape and recorded a bunch of them.
Yeah.
In, what, EP was the extended play one?
I think it's EP. No, it's LP. No, it was EP.
There was also an SP, so I don't remember which one.
I think it was EP. You could, like, also, you could tape up the little hole.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
But he, like, put a bunch of episodes on there. And I was a big Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
Even at the time. To kind of give you a time period, I remember coming home from school and watching MTV until they played Red Hot Chili Peppers' Love Roller Coaster.
Yeah.
On a... whatever show they might have had, and that I can go to, like, go about the rest of my day in happiness, I guess.
Yeah.
So whatever year that is like the first time I can remember, like, really sitting down to watch it.
Yeah.
And did I like it? No, it wasn't Star Wars. It was fucking boring. It was people talking. It was. I didn't like anything about it. I mean, before that, I had kind of, like, I never sat down to watch Star Trek. I almost said Star Wars. I never sat down to watch Star Trek, but I was very aware of the original series and, like, the animated cartoon that was around for a while. Because, as we've talked about before, when sci-fi first started, they kind of just did reruns of old, like, 70s shows.
Yeah, until they got their own footing.
Yeah, or at least found, like, more modern things to show.
Yeah.
But, so I had kind of seen that. People had made a big deal about watching the Star Trek movies. I had seen those.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like The Next Generation I sat down and watched. And it was sort of like, I don't have anything else to watch.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so young that my mind doesn't grasp on too many shows.
Yeah.
You know, what did I know? Darkwing Duck, Power Rangers, and Star Trek The Next Generation.
You know, I was a bigger Gizmo Duck fan. Even though, you know, he was Darkwing Duck's bodyguard or whatever.
What? No, he wasn't his bodyguard. He was actually Mr. McScrooge's.
Yeah, he was McScrooge. He guest starred on Darkwing Duck.
Yeah, it was when they made the, like, Justice League.
Yeah.
Where it was, like, him, like, the cobweb bitch. that one mermaid chick.
Yeah. Who was Darkwing Duck's, like, arch enemy? The dude that looks just like him, but different color.
Negaduck.
That's what he was?
Yeah. Negaduck.
Yeah. Like, yeah, he was. The Duckmobile is pretty cool.
Yeah. Also the plane.
Yeah.
And I just love the shit out of Darkwing Duck. I mean, I know we're not talking about it. This is more Star Trek, but... It was just, like, at the time, I wasn't aware. Like, I knew Jerry Springer was a thing because it was sort of pop culture knowledge.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to sit down to watch it. And, like, that was when The Next Generation would come on Channel 20.
Yeah.
Or UPN, if you remember that.
Yeah.
So it was like, hey, I know what this is. Why don't I watch it?
Yeah.
And I sort of stuck around because I knew the dude from Reading Rainbow.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just like, hey, this isn't too bad. Occasionally they'd throw an episode that I liked. You know, like, the holodeck would make them... You know, 50s style gangsters or something.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I wasn't in love with it. I watched it here and there.
Off and on.
Yeah. But I was more of a Star Wars guy. Like, I would always argue with people about how much better the wars were.
A lot of people do that. A lot of people say, you know, Star Wars. I actually got to a recent argument while I'm getting ready to see Into Darkness with someone about Star Wars versus Star Trek, which I feel you can love both. And, you know, it's a free world. Just love both.
Mm-hmm. Get your hippie shit out of here.
I'm just saying, you know, why do you have to fight? Why do you have to have Star Wars? It's just...
We should make Star Peace, man, not Star Wars.
But yeah, but my idea is, well, basically...
No wonder you're a big Star Trek fan, you fucking hippie bastard.
No, I think I like the idea of it, but basically me being exposed to Star Trek at a young age, you gotta understand, I actually saw Star Wars way later.
Yes.
I already mentioned that, I'm not gonna tell that story again. But, yeah, way, way later. So I got a chance to actually see Star Trek first. I saw the movies. I never saw the original show at the time. So for me, I only knew them as old. So yeah. That's all I knew. And I got into it because that's something my dad liked. He used to show me the movies or he used to leave them around. And, you know, as a kid, you go to your parents' videos hoping to find a porn.
Mm-hmm.
And you find, like, something else.
Oh, look, this doesn't have a name on it. This could be porn.
Yeah, it's like fucking Star Trek. You're like, fuck, whatever.
I don't know, fuck it.
Yeah, why not?
I think that one chick might be alright.
Yeah, the guy's head looks kind of like an ass, sort of.
Really? I was thinking of fucking, what's the, I think the science officer on TNG?
Well, I was actually talking about the original movies. TNG, I didn't get exposed to that way later on, because I liked the movies, but, TNG would end up being something that came on, like you said, on Channel 20. It came on when cartoons ended.
Yeah.
Basically, that's when your new cartoons ended. You had to do some adult shit, like go to sleep or do your homework when TNG came on. TNG was when you had to eat dinner. That's how I knew that. So, like, I did catch a couple episodes I did like. I didn't really commit to it like I should have because I became a fan way later on down the line, but...
Well, like I said, TNG is something interesting out of Star Wars because it was something that started and stopped in our, like, I guess, young adulthood. Like,
yeah.
The way you kind of hear fans now, it's like older people who are fans, you know, might have saw the original series as it was on for those 3 years, 2 years, or whatever.
Yeah, it's about three. But it's like the people who actually saw Star Wars in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And they remember the original cuts of them before they got tampered with and made to what they are now.
I mean, well, even if you're like my age, you can remember that. Because it wasn't until like DVD that they did those recuts and shit. So if you ever bought it on VHS, you have the original printing.
Yeah, which I heard they don't make anymore.
No. Yeah. But if you go to any like good, I don't know,
bootlegger or probably find it online.
No, you can go, well, yeah, you can go find it online anywhere. But I went to a Goodwill and found the set that makes Darth Vader's head.
Yeah.
For like $2.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. But we're not talking about Star Wars.
It always comes back to Star Wars.
I don't see how anything can't, like, come back to Star Wars. Let's try. Talk about something.
All right, let's talk about your preparation for the show. Did you go back and watch a lot of Star Trek?
I saw a lot of Star Wars. But
we're not talking about that.
I saw all that Clone Wars, but the animated version. It was pretty good.
But that's nothing to do with what we're talking about. You're a Star Wars snob.
Not really.
Yeah.
I think fucking Darth Maul's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, yeah, he is. But then, you know, well, we're not talking about that. It's not subject. Stop baiting me into it.
Uh-huh. I went back and watched maybe, like, a handful of select episodes of the original series that people were bringing up. Like, John Harris, he appears in, like, one episode, like, as just kind of a one-off character.
Yeah.
So I went back and watched, like, a few of the episodes that people kind of mentioned that seemed like it would be important.
Yeah.
And then I went and saw Wrath of Khan, and that was about it. That was about all the prep work I did before watching the movie.
Well, actually, I watched a few episodes of TNG, mainly the first episode and second, just to see how I transitioned from being on such a long break before they actually did a new series, because actually at the time... They were very iffy if they were going to actually continue the show when they decided to bring it back. It was more because of the fact that the original was a syndication and doing very well that they brought back TNG. Or brought TNG. So I was just curious on how they transitioned from the original show to the new show. And then I watched the first two episodes of the original series. I watched the pilot with Captain Pike, mm-hmm. and then I watched the first episode with William Shatner.
Didn't they say that the pilot, quote unquote, was what the series was supposed to be?
Yeah, what they're supposed to be, but they wanted to recast because they had to rework it. In fact, I think they did shoot three pilots, I think.
I don't know. I just remember hearing that Pike was supposed to be the original captain.
Yeah, he was supposed to be the original captain, but for some reason it just didn't click, so they ended up trying out Shatner, and that worked fine for them. I guess because of the way he acts, and he just stands out.
Yeah, he's especially at that time.
Yeah, smug bastard. He came off as a smug bastard. So, I watched that. I didn't fuck with Deep Space Nine.
No?
No. Even though I'm waiting. I'm actually going to finish watching. I want to watch all of Star Trek in order.
Wasn't it Deep Space Nine was 7 of 9, right?
I think so.
I remember, like, around that time was when everybody was like, oh, man, Star Trek. Like, for some reason, I guess TNG had, like, been around for so long. Yeah. That it got people, like, within our age group to talk about Star Trek a lot more.
Yeah.
And 7 of 9, like, brought some sort of strange sex appeal to people. Despite her weird eyes. I always thought she had weird eyes.
Yeah, that's when it really started a lot of fan fiction.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say that's the only thing that started a lot of fan
fiction. Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I mean, it was that. Like, I'll talk about four Star Trek fan fiction.
Yeah, I don't think that was the only thing. I'm sure fucking Spock and...
Well, people probably...
Kirk put, like, the nerve pinch on his ball sack or something like that.
We got people doing stuff like that, but I'm pretty sure it helped push fan fiction as well as Enterprise with their Vulcan subcommander, T'Pol.
Who's that?
She's a chick, Vulcan.
I do know who that is. Then.
Yeah.
Alright.
So I think we heard it kind of did a little bit of fan fiction. People got into that. But anyway.
Yeah, they really did try to sex her up. Like, I feel like after Deep Space Nine and they saw the success that people were like, hey, Jerry Ryan is hot.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, we better put more hot chicks in here and shit.
Yeah, get some more of these nerds in there and masturbate
too. Yeah. They're not jerking it to fucking Whoopi Goldberg. Let's give them something else.
Well, it did spin off from The Next Generation where they started Deep Space Nine because they wanted a space station, which they didn't have to spend that much money on exploring, and it'll save them money, basically.
Yeah, people would come to them.
Yeah,
instead of them having to travel to.
And they can also do more tie-ins with The Next Generation, you know, like people showing up back and forth. Then Worf stayed on.
After he eventually showed up too.
Yeah, it's like they didn't want two ships out exploring. Mm-hmm. That was a good way of getting around it. And then I think after Next Generation ended, then they started Voyager. Right at the time as well, right? Because I don't think they were going out at the same time.
That was the one with...
It was a chick captain.
That was Voyager?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Janeway, right?
Yeah.
Alright, then yeah.
I don't think they both happened at the same time. I don't think they ever had two ships traveling at the same time.
I don't think so.
I think Deep Space Nine started doing The Next Generation and it kind of went into like what they did Voyager.
I don't know. Don't get me lying. Star Wars. Then, what I know.
God damn it.
If you want to ask me about Mandalorian armor, I'm your man.
But anyway, to prepare for this show, I started watching Enterprise. And the reason why I started watching Enterprise is I felt they were trying to do what the J.J. Abrams movie eventually did, which was make Star Wars cool for everyone while trying to remain true to his fans. So, rewatching it and seeing how things went, because I never watched Enterprise before, so I wanted to watch it to give it a shot to see how it's like. I remember watching the first episode and totally just bailing on it, just quitting it.
Was that the one with the what is it, disinfectant spray?
Yeah, or whatever. Like, it rubbing was Jared down, it's like sex appeal. They were really trying to sex up Star Trek in this, so I didn't really care for it. I didn't care for the theme songs, a lot of people did.
I told you, 7 of 9, the downfall. Well, I wouldn't say that was the downfall. I feel like the downfall of Star Trek was there was too much Star Trek.
Yeah, there was too much of it. So I basically quit the show immediately after the first episode. And recently I went back to it after a friend suggested I should go back to it because I want to watch all Star Trek in order. Well, I guess, chronicle order. Mm-hmm. So I actually did go back to it. And you know what? It was pretty good. I mean, I like the idea of it. The fact that it's them trying to figure out exactly what to do before they have prime directives. So they make mistakes. They made mistakes. There's no way to go about it. And I really liked the fact they were exploring new worlds and seeing new things they've never seen before. It's the fact that mankind's making that big step where they can actually see more of the galaxy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not going to just go on.
Like Coruscant?
Like what?
Coruscant? Did they ever go to Coruscant?
Not that I know so far. I haven't finished all of it. I'm only on season two. I watched the first season.
Coruscant's from Star Wars.
Is it?
Yes.
God damn it.
Okay, yes.
I'm still doing it. You going to do this the whole fucking episode?
No. I just felt like we were spending a lot of time on fucking, what is it, Enterprise?
No, I just want to bring it up because I feel like a lot of stuff they did in Enterprise as a way to reboot it and make it unique for everyone else to get into as well. I think that's what J.J. Abrams' movie actually did as well. I think they're very similar to each other is what I'm trying to say.
I don't know. I feel like here and there it is, but I guess we'll get into it once we start talking about the movies.
Yeah, so like that was my experience of actually getting into it to get prepared for it. And then, of course, I rewatched the J.J. Abrams' first movie.
Oh, yeah, so did I. I forgot to say that.
Yeah, so what do you think about it the first time watching it and your second time? No, not second time, but your recent time revisiting it.
Yeah, because I've owned it since, like, maybe, like...
Since it first came out for me.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. The first time I saw it, I liked it a lot. I thought it was very, like... It was not Star Trek as I remembered it being boring. I mean, I'll be honest with you. As I got older and was able to kind of... You know, I wasn't waiting to hear fucking Love Roller Coaster or Genuine's Pony on MTV and got a little older. You know, I learned to appreciate kind of like the more heady things. And like that was fine. You know, I kind of like the philosophical questions of like, should man be able to do this? I don't know. He's a robot. And so watching the new movie, I was sort of like, you know what? The trailer looks sort of Star Wars-ish.
Yeah.
I'm kind of cool with that. If they kind of, not action up, but kind of get away from like these long diatribes that I'm used to or I remember Star Trek being.
Yeah.
It would like be cool. And like it pretty much was. It was everything I wanted it to be, at least after watching the trailer.
Yeah.
When they said, hey, we're doing a new Star Trek, I didn't know what the hell to expect.
I didn't. After Enterprise ended. That gap, I think it was like 2 or 3 years they couldn't make another Star Trek. Until not another show until they actually released the movie.
Did they?
They did a contract where they couldn't make another show until Star Trek, ever since The Next Generation, has run back to back. For that long stretch of time, there's not been no Star Trek on TV at all.
Well, it's been 4 years in between movies, so.
Yeah.
Or more recently. It was 4 years in between.
Yeah, movies. So when Enterprise ended, they actually did a contract where they couldn't, I think it was they couldn't do anything, produce anything Star Trek related for 3 years or so.
I don't know.
So that way it gives them time to do the movie, the J.J. Abrams movie.
But, I'll look that up later. I was about to say, what time period was this?
I think it ended 2005.
I don't think Abrams would have been anything in 2005 to where they're thinking he's doing a movie.
Well, they were going to make a movie regardless.
Yeah.
So it's going to happen anyway. So it was more of they were going to push their new movie out regardless. J.J. was doing... He did Alias for a long time.
Yeah.
And he got, fame from that. In between all that, he actually eventually did do Mission Impossible 3.
Well, he also did Lost, and he did...
Yeah.
Shit like that. Not Super 8. That was later, but...
Later, yeah.
What's the other stupid one?
Cloverfield,
yeah.
Yeah.
There it is. I mean, he had been doing other stuff. I just, by 2005 or whatever, when Enterprise ended.
Yeah.
I'm trying to imagine, what.
Just kind of digging around, doing whatever.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine what, they would have thought a good Star Trek movie would be.
Well, I know they wanted to go back to the original series, and...
Was that an idea?
Yeah, that was the idea. They wanted to go back to the original series. They've been trying to go back to the original series, or do, something going back... to the beginning for a while. It didn't really cut it with Enterprise. It just didn't happen the way it planned.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to give it another shot. So they were going to originally go back to the original series regardless. That was their plan. And J.J. stepped in and made it more into an alternate thing.
What was the name of the one captain who was the black dude with the goatee?
I cannot think of his name. But he plays piano like a motherfucker.
Yeah, well... did you think they made him super OP? Didn't he become a god at the end? He eventually got godlike powers.
Actually, I didn't even watch a lot of Deep Space Nine.
It was also like something on Channel 20 that was just here and there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I could have recalled him getting like God, like him becoming like stupid strong for some reason.
I cannot remember. I didn't watch so much Deep Space Nine.
I don't know. You can edit
this. I was off and on. Off and on.
You were docking and...
Just let it go, Star Wars boy.
No, that was from fucking... That's what you do at a fucking... What do you call it?
I know, but I'm just saying that's why you failed.
Why? I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I got a new catchphrase. Or not a new catchphrase. I got a new pickup line.
What? To make me use the Force?
Nah.
Oh, God. I love Star Wars.
Like, girl, you must be a phaser because that body is set to stun.
Oh, my God. Please do that. Please use that every chance you get.
Anyway.
So, when they were making the movies, I was like, cool. I feel like from the trailers, this is going to be basically a more action-packed, kind of less philosophical Star Trek than I'm used to.
Yeah.
And I liked the movie. I liked it a lot more than I thought I would like it. It had its problems. You know, why is this happening? And why is blank... Like, I don't know why I'm being vague, because it's not like it's fucking...
It's been out for a while. People can see it.
Yeah. You know, like, why did fucking they abandon Kirk on this ice planet where Scotty and old Spock just happened to be?
You know, I actually watched it recently, like you did, and I totally forgot about that part.
Did you?
I remember they, you know, get into a fight. Yeah, you know, him and Spock.
Yeah.
But I forgot. He gets abandoned first. And then that happens.
Yeah, that felt like... Why is it? Like, it just felt weird. It felt like he got abandoned so we can have an excuse to bring in old Spock. Also, and old Spock can be in our excuse to find Scotty.
Also, alternate reality, if you really look at it, because I think J.J. Abrams didn't want to fuck with Trek. Like, he didn't want to fuck with the timeline.
I think that's genius, huh?
Yeah, it's genius. He didn't want to really fuck with their timeline. He's gonna know it's gonna be a lot of nerd rage over it. So I figured his way of doing it is like, let's break the timeline and make it alternate reality. Like, all this other stuff happened. This is stuff that's happening different. I like that, but kind of makes you wonder if him being left on a planet is the way he runs into to Scotty. How the fuck did he meet Scotty?
What, in the original series?
Yeah,
I think he was just assigned to the Enterprise.
For I remember, like, he's just kind of hanging out. Like, what is he doing? Like, how do you meet him?
Remember, well, that's why I said that earlier, that he got abandoned specifically so he can meet old Spock, and old Spock is only there.
Yeah,
so
but I'll talk about Scotty. But I'll talk about the
but
fact
that Scotty's there because he, like, was inventing, like, warp technology, and he warped, like, somebody in Starfleet. Like, he pissed somebody off in Starfleet.
Yeah.
So they assigned him to this fucking tundra to get him out of the way.
Yeah, but I just felt like how they meet. Well, I guess like how they were ever, you know, running into each other in original canon. If that's how you met them.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I guess it doesn't really matter in the end.
No, it doesn't.
Because it's totally alternate realities. So I guess it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Well, then, like, I'm not... My whole point was that's not good movie making when you have stuff happen by happenstance.
Yeah.
And sort of happenstance and, like, you know, things out of your control is fine. Because it happens in real life, you can't always account for it.
Yeah.
But in a movie, when things like that happen, it's, you know, not great storytelling.
Yeah, when stuff just happens to happen to move the plot along.
Yeah. Like, Kirk becoming captain, even though he's only been, like, I don't know. Like, how long was he a starship captain in that movie? For, like, maybe 30 minutes or something? Like, it wasn't days. Like,
fucking no, it wasn't
something
that long.
Happened to Pike, and then he took over for whatever reason. And no, then at the end, you get the idea that, oh, he's a captain now.
It was pretty cool that the Wrath of Khan, they talk about how he won his test. If you remember, they did, I forgot what it's called.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to say it. I didn't want to jump in.
Yeah, I forgot what it's called, but the fact that they actually show in this movie how he cheated.
Yeah.
They mentioned the Wrath of Khan, you actually get to see it this time.
How he, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Well, I like the fact they actually show that. I like the fact that they...
Yeah, but that's just callbacks.
I like the fact they did certain callbacks like that. I think it was pretty cool because they didn't have to. And there's a lot of stuff they do that's not trickish, but you know, the fact they did little things like that, I really liked about it. So we talked about your first viewing of it. Let's talk about your recent viewing of it. Now it's been time has passed, and you may know more about Star Trek that you did at the time, or like what now? Like, has your opinion changed on it?
No, not really. Same thing? Anything, it's gotten better. I like the movie more than when I first saw it. Because now that I'm aware, like, the first time I saw it, it was sort of like, what is your story? Let me analyze this as I watch it.
Yeah.
Piece together what's happening. Let's see if I'm ahead of you, movie.
Yeah.
Or if you can fool me. Now it's sort of like I know what I'm getting into and I can learn to have fun with it.
Well, for me, after doing so much prepping for it, going into it, I've only seen the original movies and I've seen a little bit of Next Generation. So seeing it for the first time, I enjoyed it because I love Star Trek enough where I could like get into the movies, because the movies are always faster paced than the show. So it was really fast paced. I really enjoyed it. But now that I've watched TV shows, I've been more influenced by it. I didn't like it the second time, well, recently, watching it. Not as much as I did the first time. I think it takes away from some of the Star Trek feel. And I admit, the first time watching it, and the very few times I did watch it afterwards, I did not notice the lens flare as much as I did recently.
It's the Kobayashi Maru. God damn it.
Had to get it out, huh?
Yes, it's... Because when we start talking about Into Darkness, it becomes a thing to talk about.
But anyway, fucking lens flare. I hate it.
I mean, yeah, it's
I
there.
I fucking hate it. I hate it so much. Fucking much.
Yeah, see, you laughed at me when I first brought it up, didn't you?
The first time we talked about it, you said there was a lot of lens flare in it. And I didn't notice it. I took it as like it was all bright and shiny because it's the future. That's what J.J. Abrams is going for. And I know there was a lot of it in the movie the first time I saw it, and a few times after that I saw it, but after watching so much Trek and engulfing in so much Trek lately just to prepare for this, it's like, God, get the shit out of my face.
Well, that's even movie making in general. You can have a lens flare that isn't J.J. Abrams. Like, if you expose your film too much, and you catch too much light coming off of something, you get a lens flare.
Well, J.J. Abrams actually admitted that he put entirely too much lens flare in the movie, because there's natural lens flare, there's a lot of it he's done himself.
They're showing fucking space. CG space.
Yeah.
Where do you get a lens flare from?
Well,
you're not filming anything.
For actual lights and stuff. Like, lighting had a little bit of lens flare in it.
I know that.
But then he's actually added a lot of it in there as well. It's like, it's ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. When they're showing the Enterprise, that's all made on computer.
Yeah.
What are you filming with a camera that has exposed film? What?
I don't know, it's just so much of it. And then at times it'll block people's faces. I didn't even notice that. Like, I noticed it in Into Darkness, because there's a scene where someone's delivering dialogue and their face light up.
Yeah, I'm going to get into that later.
But you'll get to that later. It's a lot of lens flare in the first film that I totally missed the first time I've seen it, and missed a few times I saw it after that. And going back to it, I was like, really? Why? Why so much of this shit?
It doesn't bother me.
It became a distraction for me. I mean, after watching some of Star Trek now and going back into it, it became such a distraction for me.
If I pointed out how many times Spielberg does, what do they call it? Spotlights? Where he has an exposed light bulb shine light directly into the camera. Would it piss you off to see it every time? Because he does it in every movie.
Well, it probably wouldn't piss me off, but it would piss me off if it's something I enjoy and I like, and then... It just doesn't belong there. It doesn't fucking belong there, man. What if he adds it into Star Wars? What if there's lens flare out of nowhere, everywhere in fucking Star Wars?
You better not. The lens flares have no place in Star Wars.
That's how I feel. I feel like it has no place in Star Trek.
And I agree. I feel like you can get away with a few of them because, like you said, it is very futuristic. Star Trek is more slick and, like, aerodynamic. It looks a lot more, I guess, 50s sci-fi than Star Wars.
Yeah.
Star Wars, to me, feels like a dirty, lived-in place.
I'm hoping they make it dirty.
Yeah.
So.
Star Wars Triple X.
They already have that.
Man, where have I been?
You didn't know about Star Wars?
No.
Really? Yeah, there's a porn.
Man, I gotta see this.
There's also the Bush administration.
Really? Yeah. I gotta see that, too. I say this, but unless it has, like, dialogue and shit, I love watching porn people act.
Yeah, I love
it. It's hilarious.
I love it.
And I like when they're doing it and they stay in character.
Yeah.
That's also great. You don't get that too often, but when you do,
yeah,
it really hits that sweet spot. So Star Wars, right?
So Star Trek, right?
Damn it.
Didn't like it the recent time I saw it. I love it still, but it's like, I didn't like it as much as I did before.
I still liked it equally. I mean, it, like I said, once I realized this is the movie I'm getting, and it was either I'm going to shit or get off the pot. I'm either going to, like, accept it for its flaws, or it'll just never be a good movie to me.
I feel JJ is going to make a better Star Wars movie than he ever would make a Star Trek film.
See, I don't know, man. I think that's what he wants. I feel like we can get into that after we're done with Into yeah, Darkness.
I think that's what he wants to do. I think he loves Star Wars. He does. He's admitted he loves Star Wars more than he loves Star Trek.
Like I said, why don't we save the all this for later?
All right. Let's get to Into Darkness. Let's jump right into it. Into Darkness.
I was waiting for that. I was waiting for let's get into darkness.
All right. So we're not going to do the spoilers later on in the show.
Well, I'll let you know. I think we'll do a like from here on out.
Yeah. But basically, they do show a little bit of Star Trek stuff happening if they get into the movie. Mm-hmm. A little bit of exploring that's not going well.
Mm-hmm. The Indiana Jones opening is
Yeah, Indiana Jones opening.
We'll also get the Indiana Jones closing.
Yeah, we do. So,
Top men. Not to spoil it, but.
Yeah.
There's top men at the end.
There are top men at the end. But yeah, it starts off a little bit of exploration. They say fuck that and do whatever for the rest of the movie. There's one scene in it which had a little bit of shitty CG, but I'll get to that later.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I personally think so. Yeah, but we'll get to that later. We'll talk about all that later. Story basically is Benedict Cumberbatch character, not gonna go by his name he uses in the movie.
John Harris? Yeah.
Okay, Benedict Cumberbatch. That's what I'm going to call him for the rest of the show.
Is it John Harris or John Harrison?
I think it's Harrison. But basically, he attacks Starfleet. Then you have Kirk and the gang, mm-hmm. as I call them. They're actually going after him. They're trying to stop him. Basically, he's considered a terrorist.
They're beefing with Cool in the gang?
Yeah, they're beefing with Cool in the gang. And they got to go to Klingon Galaxy, or Klingon Planet, to actually go after him.
Cronus.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot. Basically, the whole movie set up as to be a one big manhunt.
I feel like we don't need to go scene by scene because we're not in spoilers. We should just kind of be general.
Yeah, basically that's what everyone knows from the trailer. That's what the trailer tells you. It's one big manhunt, basically.
Did the trailer say that?
Well, they basically
said I never watched the trailer, so I don't know what.
Yeah, basically the trailer sets it up as one big manhunt.
Really, I had no idea.
So that's what's going down. That's what the story seems to be, and then there's more stuff happening after that. Then it takes a twist you don't expect, and then.
I mean,
yeah. Maybe you expect.
Some people won't expect.
Yeah, some people won't expect. Some people saw it coming. You know, I guess. There's not much I can say about it.
Well, then get into there's
not much I can say about it. So let's get into the details of. It's not kind of hard to talk about it though. Actually, throwing out spoilers.
Well, yeah, I noticed when I you noticed just kind right of...
It's very hard to talk about not throwing out spoilers.
I noticed that when you just recanted the first, like, 30 minutes of the movie. You didn't tell me your opinions on the movie at all.
Yeah, so, I mean, I feel like there's everything I need to say about it. I have to go into spoiler territory.
I feel like you can be very vague in general.
Well, there's stuff I didn't like about it, but there's stuff I did like. Like, for example, I like the fact that less lens flare, which is pretty cool. But it did have some, so I can't really hate on it, because, you know, it's going to have it in it. I like the storyline in which they actually did a different take on a story that's been done before, which we'll get into later. I like the fact that it showed Spock and it showed Kirk actually get together, become closer together as friends. But it was less bickering as it was the first time. But I think it's pretty cool because it shows the characters grew over time. And it's a lot of stuff going on with it's better character development, I think. I think it's the idea of making the characters develop a little more to the point that you actually see them as... What? He's giving this weird fucking look.
No, go ahead.
What? It's character development. I can't like character development?
I didn't say anything.
What do you like about it, motherfucker?
Nothing. I hated this movie. No, I didn't do that. I mean, I don't know what I liked about it, to be honest with you. Because the more I thought about it after watching the film, I feel like it has incredibly terrible third act problems.
It does. It feels like when they actually make that switch over from being the movie they're trying to make into, like...
Something else.
Something totally different, I think everything falls apart. And you're either with it or you're just going to jump ship.
I mean, you can.
Are you beaming out, or are you fucking, you know?
Or you're being shot out of the garbage chute or whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought these things smelled bad on the outside.
God damn it.
That's right. Cut that shit out. But I feel like it has terrible third act problems. And even the things in the third act, I can kind of go with here and there. It didn't bother me as much as it will bother, like, people who actually give a shit about Star Trek.
Yeah, it bothered me a lot.
But, there's just basic, I guess, screenwriting, story development things that are in there. That really, like, I don't know, like, it just, bleh, like, it soured me on the things I enjoyed so much up until then. And, I guess, like, when it all comes down to it, I really liked this movie, but I wanted to really love this movie.
I really wanted to love it as well, and I didn't think we got enough Cumberbatch.
No.
I feel like they built it up to him being the main threat in the film, and not to ruin anything, but he kind of wasn't, sort of. He was one of the threats, I guess you could say. He had to share screen with... I guess he had to share being a threat in this movie.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say it's a case of just too many goddamn characters, but there are a lot of characters, and not everyone's going to get equal time. But you would think when you sort of develop your lead villain, he should be... I mean, the last movie had problems with developing a main villain.
Yeah.
Which is one of my problems with it. Going back, it's sort of like, I made up my mind this isn't about Nero and any of his shit.
No, it's not. Basically, he was just simply there just to make the alternate universe.
Yeah. He's a... I don't know.
He's a tool for a means, I guess.
Yeah, he's a means to an end.
Yeah.
But, like, this time, I guess I really wanted more from the main bad guy. And, I don't know, I feel like none of it is his fault. Anything that I don't like about Benedict Cumberbatch's role...
has nothing to do with him, basically, yeah.
It's the character written, not the character performed.
Yeah.
That I didn't like. And it's... I didn't have a big problem with him, like, in general. I feel like the script itself didn't have enough for him to do, or the things it had him do weren't as...
interesting.
Yeah, as it could have been, I guess.
There's one scene in which he's delivering dialogue, and he turns away from Kirk and Spock, and he kind of faces the camera. He starts talking to the camera, and we forget that anyone else is in the room with him for a moment.
And he kind of gives you a look like he can see you naked.
Yeah. It's like a vulnerable look as he's telling you about stuff that's happening to him or happened to him.
Yeah.
And you just get invested. Then he finally turns around, and then you realize, oh, well, he's talking to other people. Shit.
Oh, no, he's not staring into my soul with his piercing eyes. I don't know. Like, there was a lot of little things. I remember taking notes. I think this is the first time the lens flare really got on my nerves.
Yeah, because there was one scene in which it does block someone's face.
Was it Alice Eve's character?
Yeah. She was crying, and it blocked her face. I'm like, come on, get this fucking shit out of my Trek.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I mean, there was also, like, a few other things that didn't involve, like, I don't know, I guess the character. It was mostly, I had a lot of script issues with this. Like I said, third act and script issues. And just the fucking endless amount of callbacks. One ruined the movie because so many of the callbacks it made me recall to something they're trying to allude to for later on in the movie. And I felt like a lot of them came out of nowhere and, like, had no point.
Yeah. I like the fact that they're out the red shirts. That was pretty cool.
I did think that was funny.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess I'll wait till spoilers. But, like, that, it didn't bother me. It was when they would, like, make a reference to something else.
Yeah.
It made me, like, it put me on, like, sort of a, I guess, a path. Yeah. It made my mind kind of go down a path where the ending and some of the other things in the film itself didn't have a big impact.
No, I kind of knew that it was going to deal with a certain subject matter, because I did do a little bit of reading on it.
9/11?
Yeah. I kind of knew it was leading to 9/11, and a Klingon warbird was going to crash into. I won't get away from that joke.
But they really do make allusions to the 9/11. That's why I threw that out there.
But, like, where? Where did they make allusions to 9/11?
Terrorists flying a ship into a building.
Well, that does happen. Don't you be specific about what they're trying to say.
Well, that, I just feel like a lot of the terrorist thing is like, people are scared of terrorism, blah.
Yeah, oh yeah, and also the main theme of it, in which Emerald Marcus, one of the characters played by Peter Weller.
RoboCop?
Yeah, RoboCop, basically, for people that don't know him. It was like, they're alive, you're coming with me, Cumberbatch.
Yeah. John Harris. Drop it. But, I don't know, I feel like setting him up early as sort of a terrorist was super cool.
It was.
Because I thought where they were taking this character was like, I don't know. You know what, I'll just get into this when we get into spoilers, because it is hard to talk about it.
Yeah, it's hard to talk about it without actually just throwing out spoilers. But there's a lot of stuff I liked about it, a lot of stuff I didn't like about it. Some stuff I didn't like about it goes into spoiler territory. But, yeah, I felt like they kind of lost the... I don't think JJ is actually making Star Trek films for Star Trek fans. I think he's making it for a general audience, which that's fine. But because he's doing that, there are certain things that happen within his films that don't have any logic behind them, like Star Trek logic.
But and I feel like if he's making them for general audiences, some of the things we'll get into is completely lost on someone who has no idea.
That's what I was going to go into as well. Same thing, because I think like the first movie was for everyone, to bring everyone in. Mm. And the second movie, he tried to throw in so much, I guess, like, so much for the fans.
I don't think it was he threw in a shit ton, but
where he did throw in, he threw in it for the fans, and the general audience would get lost. He hasn't found that balance yet. We can bring in fans and... like new fans and please the old.
So to refer to our previous episode, Karate Kid.
Yeah.
His life needs balance.
Yeah, his life needs... If Miss Miyagi was actually helping him direct the movie, it probably would have turned out a lot better.
Star Trek, left side of the road, squish. Star Trek, right side of the road, squish.
Yeah.
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 Or as Yoda would say, do or do not.
Get that shit out of here. Get that shit out of here.
All right, so...
we're not talking about that.
So what would you rate it? And then, I guess, give a spoiler warning.
Well, I left the theater, I wanted to give it a 5. But that was just me being a nerd. Because I was like, oh, they're doing all the stuff I like about the original Trek. And then I realized over time, who the fuck would know what this shit means? If you didn't watch the original Trek. So, I dropped it down to a 4. I think a 4 is fair, because it's not a shitty movie. It's an awesome movie. I plan on watching it again sometime. I didn't get enough of what I wanted from it, but it's not a bad film. It's not a bad Trek film at the end of the day.
Going back and watching it would probably be the best thing for me. Yeah. I feel like I have to go back and watch Iron Man as well. I can give that a more definitive answer.
Yeah.
But leaving the theater, I was vacillating somewhere between 3 and 4.
Yeah.
I would, like, my mind was nowhere near 5.
Yeah.
And I didn't hate it. Like, I didn't hate any of it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff I didn't like. But I feel like if I give it a 3, then I'm underselling it.
Yeah.
And if I give it a 4, I'm, like, just sucking its dick right off.
I don't think you're sucking its dick right off. I think a 5 would be sucking its dick right off.
Yeah, but I, like, was it a 4? I don't know. I feel like, in my scale, you know, I only give what I think are super great movies 5s.
Yeah.
And... sort of like 2 to 3 is, you know, your in-betweens.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I guess maybe 4. Like, if there's a way to have, like, an amendment where I can come back later after seeing it again to where I could change it.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be cool. But I don't know. 3? 4? I don't know.
I gave it a 4 because even though there's stuff I didn't like about it to the point that after seeing it and really putting some thought into it, it dropped down from a 5... too close to a 3. I had to give it a 4 for balls. Okay, it did make a ballsy move.
Did it?
It did. Now, it did puss out at one scene, or at one point of it, but it did make a ballsy move with the decision they decided to take the film in.
I feel like nothing about this movie was ballsy. Nothing was surprising.
Well.
At all.
I think it was ballsy, but I have to get to spoiler territory for that.
And I guess I'd have to get into spoiler territory to tell you why.
Yeah, because it kind of sucks. They feel like they showed they had some balls, but later on the show they weren't as big as what they talked about.
But did they?
Yeah, I think they did show they had some balls.
I feel like nothing about this was surprising. If you were me and you thought nothing in the movie was surprising, and to let the audience know, I went in knowing nothing
Yeah.
I didn't watch a single trailer. I didn't even look at a poster. I knew absolutely nothing.
I knew enough where I kind of knew kind of where it may go.
Like, I knew Benedict Cumberbatch was the bad guy, and that's it.
Well, I knew he was the bad guy. I read something somewhere on some website. I can't remember. Any cool news?
Probably.
Maybe. And it was like discussing where they may go with the movie. So some of the stuff that you may have caught on to because you didn't really know what was going to happen and you only saw it from one perspective, it gave me a chance to see it from a different perspective. What? And we eventually ended up at the same conclusion.
What do you mean? Like, what do you mean saw it from a different perspective? I don't get that.
I'll explain once we get to spoiler territory.
All right, I got
to
see this.
Yeah, but it made me be able to see it from a different perspective, so we got to the same conclusion at the end. I was actually more shocked than you, because you saw it coming, because there were hints.
I literally saw it coming almost from the opening scene.
Yeah, and for me, I saw it, I kind of didn't really see it coming, but I kind of knew it was going to be around there. Maybe.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I honestly don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Out of three or four.
I went with four because I still think to this very day, after seeing it, they had some balls to do some of the things they did.
But I feel like if I saw the original Star Wars, would that be four or five? Like, I have to kind of set in stone whether or not it's a four or five. I think this movie, not as good as the original Star Wars. Star Trek.
I just noticed you said that.
Yeah, so did I.
Get out of here with that.
It's on my mind. I don't think it's as good as the 2009 Star Trek
movie. Let's start talking about Mannequin Skywalker. Yeah, I'm doing that. I'm being a dick about it.
You're reading your goddamn Kevin Smith book, going to steal all his jokes.
Anyway.
But I don't know. I want to say four, but I think I'll feel bad. I think I'll say four for the audience.
Yeah.
And leave it at that. Maybe one day later I'll come back and be like, yeah, that three-ass movie.
Three-ass movie. Maybe three and a half?
Yeah, I don't want to get into the habit of doing that, though. I'll say four, fuck it.
All right, so we're both giving it four. All right, let's get into spoiler territory.
All right. If you haven't seen it by now, which I don't doubt there's anyone out there.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Yeah, it's time for you to cut it off. And
no spoilers.
And we bid you a good day.
Yes. Are you still around?
All right. Still listening?
How about these spoilers?
Here's the spoilers.
God!
All right.
Oh, God. How many podcasts have done that? I bet a lot.
I don't know. I mean, so many have done it so far. The screaming.
Screaming con.
Yeah.
Hey, where'd you get this TV? Cons!
Here's my cousin. He's an ex. Con!
So explain to me, like, this perspective you saw and all this shit.
All right. So, if you haven't figured it out, Benedict Cumberbatch is con.
Mm-hmm.
So, what? Yeah, what? Now, I did read on the website, Any Cool News, probably.
Maybe.
That the movie was actually based upon the episode Space Seed, which had Khan in it and dealt with his superhuman soldiers.
Mm.
Now, they said Khan wasn't in the movie. He was not going to be in the movie in any way, shape, or form. Benedict Cumberbatch wasn't going to play Khan at all. But it was going to deal with his super soldiers, which I can see that. Even Enterprise did that at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Dealt with Khan's super soldiers, leading into, like, you know,
the whatever are they, like, genetically modified?
Genetically modified humans. So I can see that happening. Why not deal with that, right?
I mean, other fucking sci-fi fiction shit does that.
Yeah.
It's not that far out of the box.
Yeah, so they're saying it's going to deal with Space Seed, the episode, the original episode, and not really deal with Khan in general, but deal with maybe show, like, how his super soldiers were created or so. So that's why I took out of it. So I figured maybe it might lead into showing more, maybe deals with super soldiers. So I knew that already. So going into it and actually seeing where they were going with it, I figured, okay, well, they're actually doing what I thought they were going to do. So when they revealed that he is, in fact, Khan, it was a shock for me.
Because
I was told all sorts of other shit that it was not true.
I wasn't shocked because having seen Wrath of Khan, like, so recently.
Yeah.
Like, I'd seen it before, so that's not really a big deal. But I was able to spot so many fucking lines directly from Wrath of Khan.
Yeah.
So many hidden things directly from Wrath of Khan.
Yeah.
The idea that you're, like, close to Cronus, and there's a Klingon bird of prey, like, trying to attack you.
Yeah.
And it might start, a war.
Yeah.
Is the scenario from the Kobayashi Maru.
Yeah.
That fucking Spock, his willingness to die. There's just, like, so many, what's her name? The girl, Alice Eve, her character?
Yeah.
Carol Marx?
Yeah. Who, she's not British in
Wrath of Khan.
However, she's in it. So, you know, that's actually a hint as well.
Yeah, well, she also the mother of Kirk's son.
Yeah, who fucking dies by Leonard Nimoy.
Good. That dude was
fucking... Not Leonard Nimoy, I'm sorry. Christopher Lloyd kills him.
What a shitty Klingon that was.
Yeah.
But, good, that dude was annoying. He was just like, God, Kirk.
Yeah.
Like,
Debbie, Dad.
Yeah, you're fucking like 30 years old, you fucking curly-headed fuck. Like, I don't know. It was just like that. There was a lot of allusions to Khan that by the time Khan showed up, I was just like, and here we go.
Yeah. For me, I saw the hints going towards it. I knew it was going to deal with, you know, genetically engineered super soldiers, so I kind of didn't really see it immediately. So, I knew he had to deal with that some way, shape, or form.
I had no idea. When Cumberbatch is, like, blowing up shit and fucking just generally being an asshole.
Yeah.
I just thought he was, like, some cool dude who has a beef with the fucking Starfleet.
Yeah, I didn't know he was going to be genetically engineered or anything. I thought he would deal with a regular guy trying to probably make the soldiers or probably the very first engineered soldier. I didn't know. They were very, very vague on what it was about, but they did mention they was going to deal with, you know, Khan's soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew he had something to do with Khan, but I didn't know he was going to be in the movie. And he denied it. So I figured he would just be probably just a soldier. Probably the prototype.
Yeah. It could be John Harris.
Yeah. So that's why I took it. So when it finally dropped down to he's actually Khan, I was like, that's fucking awesome. Then immediately I thought to myself, Khan has done nothing.
You fool. Khan does this. Khan does as he pleases.
Khan has done nothing that impresses me.
He beat up a bunch of Klingons.
He did. That was awesome, too. But I'm talking about, like, how the trailer was selling it. Because you didn't see the trailer.
No, I saw nothing.
The trailer was selling it that all the damage was done, like the Enterprise falling from the sky and shit.
Mm.
And all that. Yeah, that was all done by Khan.
Really?
Yeah, that Khan was causing
this mess. Well, he did do that.
Well, yeah, he did. But, like...
He killed Nolan North.
Well, he did do it with someone else's ship. Yeah, that's true. But, like, they made it seem like it happens and they have to, like, deal... Like, the way it was set up was, like, he destroys Enterprise and have to go after him without Enterprise.
Alright.
It's like it was a final act kind of thing.
Yeah. You had no idea that was the USS Vengeance?
Yeah, like, I had no idea what was going on. Like, it was a lot of stuff that they alluded to that made it seem like Khan was more of a badass than what he was in the movie.
I just went off of what the movie gave me. I never saw anything.
Yeah.
Not even a poster.
It was a lot of marketing to make it seem like he was more of a badass than what he ended up being in the movie. But I did enjoy him being a badass in the movie for the extent he was.
It's like we said earlier. I feel like the character portrayed and the character written were two different things. I like that actor's portrayal of Khan.
But I feel like it could have been anybody, really.
In the story, it could have
been anybody. Yeah. Also, there's little things they did I mentioned before I didn't like about the movie that they added in that's very... Trekkish, that's what I meant to say.
Mm.
Like, the Enterprise coming out of the water.
I think it's done that before.
I can't remember if it has or not.
But still. I mean, it's cool to see.
But it's...
But come on. Like, when they jump off of the cliff and then swim to the Enterprise, I was like, is this something they do? They literally did this in Episode 1.
Yeah.
Star Wars Episode 1. Where they had the stupid mouth breathers. And I didn't see anything on there that looked like they were, breathing out of.
Yeah,
so it just seemed
really stupid.
I wouldn't say it was stupid, it was just weird.
Also, I feel like this. Okay, what I learned by actually watching more Star Trek recently is they try not to actually show technology or anything like that to a civilization that hasn't discovered Warp 5 yet.
Yeah, the Prime Directive.
Yeah, so they mentioned, of course, you know, flying Enterprise out of the water, rising up, it's going to affect those people, which the show it does. They draw a little symbol, you know, draw a little drawing of the Enterprise and
they
all.
They draw a pizza cutter.
Yeah, pizza cutter. But truth is, why did they have to go in the water? Couldn't they just beam them down?
Here's a question. In the first movie, when they were falling, they were able to beam them from fucking space.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they beam Spock out from fucking space?
Also, that was saying, like, you would think that they're able to beam people down and up from space. That's what they do. They usually do that.
Yeah, they do it in the show.
There's no reason for them to be on the water. That didn't have no place in the film. And it's like, why? Why would you do that? It makes no sense. I mean, yes, it looks cool coming out of the water and shit. Yeah. It looks awesome as all fuck. They spent a lot of money on that budget of making that film look awesome like that. You know, special effects and stuff. That's some fucking...
They got Naughty Dog to do water effects for
them. Yeah, that's some fucking, like, Superman Returns money thrown at it to make that shit happen. And it's like, you know, but why? But what? Why would that happen?
See, here's the thing. You're completely right, but it didn't bother me. I just didn't... Not for a second did I believe Spock was going to die. And I feel like that's almost the point of the entire movie to me.
Yeah.
Not for a minute did I ever think anybody was ever in danger. I was never in suspense at any moment. Yeah. I was just sort of having fun with what I was being shown.
I was enjoying it as well.
I like the new added, like, streaks when they go into, like, work.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But that's one thing that threw me off. Like, okay, like, the Enterprise situation. Also, the fact that Khan could just... He could beam himself to the Klingon planet from Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of, like, makes...
Which makes that Spock thing even stupider. Yeah.
Makes it even dumber. Here's the thing about it. I always took it as... That kind of technology, the starships wouldn't really matter anymore, would it?
I mean, you would still have to... I think there's a proximity thing. You know, is there a workaround?
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
I know Gene Roddenberry said at one point... Because he said a lot of things. Yeah. He said at one point, for the next generation, because he felt that it takes place in the future, probably 100 years later, maybe, or 50 years later.
What?
The next generation.
On TNG from the original series?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something. Yeah, it's
like 50 15. To 100 years later.
I don't think it's 100 because the actors or characters are still alive.
Yeah. I can't remember, but I remember that he said that when they were actually producing it, that he wasn't sure they wanted to use another Enterprise because he felt by that time certain things would have changed, which is the reason why he got rid of conflicts with people, like how Spock and Kirk argued all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He figured there wouldn't be any conflicts like that in the future. Boy, was he wrong. But anyway.
I mean, you would think that the Enterprise would be, like, decommissioned by then. Like, you would have gotten a better, like... By, I think the very next series after TNG, we got a new starship.
Yeah, but... Well, TNG had a different starship as well. It was a different Enterprise.
It was a... What do you call it? It was a... Like a something vessel? Like, it had a shitload of people on it.
Yeah. I think it was bigger than the 1701, I think.
I believe so. Like I said, I think it was like a... It had like a shit ton of people on it compared to the original series.
Yeah, it was a bigger ship, and it looked kind of similar, but it had slight differences and stuff. But it's the idea of, like, when Gene was making it, he was involved with it. He did feel like they probably didn't need a ship, that by that time they could beam. They'll just beam to different planets.
But you need kind of like a home base.
Yeah.
Like, even Batman has the Batcave.
Yeah, so they did kind of come up with the idea of still using the ship, because they figured... Well, it is exploring space. You can't just go to the place that... You go to places you know exist, but...
Yeah, how do you discover anything new?
Yeah, so that's the way he kept it around, so I understand that, but he...
How do you
he
was, find undiscovered country?
Yeah. But it comes down to... If he could just jump like that, it's like, what the fuck, right?
It just makes the Spock thing even stupider. I mean, there's a lot of other things in the movie that I have a problem with as well.
Yeah.
Like, when they're in the middle of fucking about to be destroyed by the goddamn USS Vengeance.
Yeah.
Why is Kirk just like, Bones, what are you doing with that tribble?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck was that? Like, you didn't have to do that at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. Because the movie opens with Khan telling that dude, who I wrote a joke that it looks like he was sleeping with the lady and the dog.
Yeah.
Like, in the future, we just fuck everything. But he tells that guy, I can save her. You see him withdraw blood.
Yeah.
He puts it into her IV. They're like, she's getting better. That's all we needed. We didn't need the tribble thing.
We didn't need that as
well. It was just like, hey, tribbles, we're setting up that we're going to save Kirk's life.
Also, someone else mentioned this, but I kind of like, I'm not quite sure if this is really valid or not. Someone mentioned, like, when Kirk dies, Spock goes after... Khan just for vengeance, really.
Yeah.
You know, just, that's his plan, just vengeance.
When they had 72 bodies full of fresh blood that they could have used?
Yeah, yeah. So somebody brought that up.
I thought that in the fucking theater.
I thought that in the theater as well, but someone did mention that they do say if he woke up someone that they may die.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, but then he has to keep them fresh, right? They have to be alive for the blood to transfer. Maybe. I'm not sure.
Who knows? Who
I cares? Mean, I'm not a doctor. Damn it, Jimmy, I'm not a doctor. Opposite.
And
a podcaster, not a doctor.
They drew blood from Khan earlier in the film. They had fucking Khan blood.
They just wasted all, like,
on that one tribble?
They just being careless with fucking Khan blood? Yeah, superhuman blood. I'm just gonna just bullshit it around. I won't use it all. I'm not gonna keep any for further testing.
They have it in big beer steins and they're waving it around like it's sloshing out of the top. It's like that We Do scene in fucking Simpsons. We Do. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. So what's the big ballsy move?
I thought it was a big ballsy move to deny that their second Star Wars, Star Trek, fucking infested me with Star Wars.
So you're infested with midichlorians?
For them to say their second Star Trek film, I hate midichlorians. Yeah, I do too. Anyway, the fact that they said their second Star Trek film was going to have nothing to do with the original second Star Trek film, and then fucking tackle it anyway. I thought it was a pretty ballsy move.
That's not ballsy. That's not ballsy at all.
I think so.
That's nothing. That has nothing to do with anything.
I think so. I mean, for them to go from, like, not really catering to the fans at all at first to try to get a general audience, and then to take on, you know, probably what a lot of people feel is the best Star Trek film.
That's not ballsy.
I think it's kind of a ballsy move. But like I said, that it's not as ballsy as I would have liked it to have been, because they brought back Kirk at the end of it.
That's not even what's ballsy about it.
It would have been even more ballsy if they would have let Kirk die.
It's just a remake then.
That's what I'm saying. It is kind of, but it's kind of like an alternate version of it, though. It's kind of cool to see, like, the alternate way of everything happening. But
oh, you mean exactly the way it happened originally?
Well, not exactly, but they changed it around a little. Enough.
Come on.
Yeah.
Well, fine. I'm here. I'm going to take a stand. I think Evil Dead, the remake, is a ballsy move.
Got it. Got it.
That's what you're saying. No, I want you to hear how crazy this sounds.
No, I didn't say it worked. I just thought it was a ballsy move to try it.
I don't think it's that ballsy.
You don't think it's that ballsy?
No. There's nothing like...
I don't think it's super ballsy. I think it's like minimal.
No.
Like...
It's not ballsy.
Not even grapefruit. It's kind of like this, my man, ballsy. You know? Grapefruit balls.
It was me, Austin.
I mean, I think it was kind of a cool idea to do, to throw it out there. And even though I don't think it worked the way they wanted it to.
Or at all, really.
Or at all, really. I think it was kind of a cool thing. At least they tried to do that. Yes. There's a lot of ways they could have done it better.
Yes, I can agree with you.
There's plenty of ways they could have done it better.
See, here's the thing. The idea that they did Khan, I do not hate that at all.
Yeah.
It literally does not take away from the movie at all to me.
Yeah.
It's the idea that the things they did towards the end, their last third, was so predictable that it took away any suspense. Like, at some point, I didn't care.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I can't pinpoint what point that is, but at some point, it's probably when Kirk was dying. Like, I just didn't care.
I thought it was cool because I thought he was going to actually die and not come back, at least not to the sequel, because we know he's going to come back anyway. Spock came back the next movie.
Yeah. But that was like a few years. Could you imagine going to see Wrath of Khan and fucking Spock died?
Yeah. That would
blow your mind. Like, you would have no idea. There was no internet. Who are you going to complain to? Nobody. Your friend.
Yeah, but if it would have ended with them letting Kirk die and Bones put him in one of those little cryogenic freezers and try to keep his mind active, he kind of knows he's going to come back anyway, so that's their way of keeping him alive. But you know he's basically gone. You know he's going to come back eventually.
Here's the thing.
It would have ended on a down note like that. It would have been awesome. And the next movie, if they ever did a next movie, I'm pretty sure they are going to do another movie.
Probably.
Would have started off with, like, you know, let's say Khan would have got away. He wasn't really the main villain anyway at the end of it.
Like, I guess as far as the movie was concerned, as far as the pacing of the movie,
yeah,
he was the main villain.
They caught him kind of early on. Actually, didn't even catch him. He kind of just went along with him.
Yeah, I was really scared he was doing the fucking
yeah.
I surrender. Let me screw you up from inside move.
And then someone has to say the line just because the audience didn't understand. He wanted to get caught.
Yeah. I mean, he technically did want to get caught, and he was doing it all on purpose.
Yeah.
But at least it wasn't like, I had this big plan and shit. Like, he was just sort of like, I knew this was going to happen.
I'm going to fuck everybody over. He wasn't doing that.
Yeah. He wasn't trying to Joker it up or Javier Bardem it up or Loki it up or...
Yeah.
Those are literally just the first three that come to mind. It was all recent movies,
too. Yeah.
But it was just like, I don't know. I didn't give a shit when Kirk was dying. I knew this was going to happen like this.
Yeah.
You know, they also already set up the fucking blood, so I didn't for a second think he was going to, like, I just didn't care. I knew where this was going
from the beginning. Yeah, it sucked. You knew they were going to bring him back. I mean, they didn't even give us time to actually feel anything about Kirk dying.
Well, even when he was like, my name is Khan.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Like, who cares? Nobody knows who you are.
I mean,
like, I know, and you know, we know who he is because we watched the original movie and other stuff. But like, a new fan, who the fuck cares? There's like a little pause of like, I'm Khan, and there's like nothing happens for a brief moment.
I would have loved to go with like fucking
no knowledge,
my 22-year-old girlfriend, and be like, do you know who this guy is? Like, does that mean anything to you?
It means nothing to everyone else.
I just feel like, and then after that, they sort of set up Khan as a very interesting dude. He's sort of this guy who did a lot of terrible shit.
Yeah.
That Kirk has to work with because who the fuck else is going to help him? Nobody. If you kind of made Khan like a strangely justified dude.
Yeah.
It would have been a very cool conflict. Like, the original Khan sort of had like reason to hate Kirk.
Yeah.
But... you know, like, at the end of the day, he was sort of a terrible asshole.
Yeah.
This time, like, he got to do more than the original Khan.
Yeah.
And he got to be sort of a broader character. But he didn't, like, develop anything after that.
Yeah.
He sort of played his one note.
I feel like the biggest problem they have with this film is they don't have any backstory at all to make him, you know, menacing like he was in Wrath of Khan.
Mm-hmm.
We had the first episode he was in.
He has no wrath.
Yeah, it's just Khan.
I mean, my name is Khan. He didn't even say his full name.
No, you found out from Spock via FaceTime.
Yeah. He had to Skype in. Let him know. Like, even that's kind of weird. Like, I don't know. It's just a lot of things. I feel like the movie didn't play... like, it didn't do anything new the way the original Star Trek did. And... it played too many of the, like, hey, Wrath of Khan, pretty good, right?
Yeah, hey, you like this? We're doing it now.
Yeah, check this shit out. Yeah. My name is Khan. It's like, it just did that too often for me to be, like, surprised by anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I did enjoy watching them fucking, like, shoot out of the airlock. I enjoyed watching Khan beat up people.
Yeah, which is always fun.
You know, kill Nolan North.
Yeah.
And shit like that. But it's like, I guess, like, the backbone of it. I just didn't care. Like, the fucking friendship that they were talking about?
Yeah.
I didn't care.
I thought it was cool because they developed, you know, that friendship. They went from, like, just bickering to actually being, you know, the characters we care about to a certain point. I didn't care about Uhura's, like, love story and shit. Her being upset and being, like, an upset girlfriend and shit. Who cares?
Yeah, that was really weird. It was sort of like that was in there just to get Uhura more screen time.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you went from being a powerful character to, like, upset girlfriend. Yeah. Fuck that. Get that out of my trick.
You remember when you were your own person?
Yeah.
Well, now you're just a girlfriend.
Now you're just a girlfriend. Now you're just somebody that we used to know.
Yeah. So get your records and... No, we're not doing it. But, I mean, I did like the jokes. I liked Bones once again.
Yeah, he's always awesome.
But I feel like they made Bones too much of like a comedic version of the original Bones.
Yeah.
You know, it was just, damn it, Jim, I'm a this, not a that. And, well, remind me to never do this. God damn it, Jim. Like, it was just like, how can we piss off Bones?
I would love to see a Star Trek movie or a spinoff in which it's just Bones drinking a lot.
We're, like, hanging out at that club with Scotty.
Yeah.
And Scotty's just pissing him off because he's like, eh, what are we going to go out and do this and shit? I can't do a Scottish accent.
I can't actually do that. I have to watch the Enterprise and make sure Jim doesn't get in any more trouble.
Oh, man.
And then just like just throwing back like shots and
Shot, shot, shot.
That bitch took everything, left me with nothing but my bones.
Was he ever married?
Huh?
Was Bones ever married?
Yeah. That's how he got the name. He got divorced, lost everything. She left him nothing but his bones.
Oh, he does say that in the 2009 movie. Yeah. I could have sworn in the like original series he was Bones because he's the medical doctor.
I don't think they ever really explained it. He was just Bones.
Well, he's a doctor.
You can imply, I think.
The old, like in old-timey days, I would say like maybe even before 1800s.
Yeah.
Doctors were referred to as Sawbones.
Oh. Yeah.
Like so, old Sawbones, because, you know, your foot messed up, cut that shit off.
Yeah, that makes sense. I thought maybe he was just a big fan of Bones.
Thugs and Harmony?
I meant the TV show, but maybe so.
But I could have sworn the original series said that. I guess I forgot that he said that in the 09 version.
Yeah.
When he took a shot of whiskey on the fucking plane. Since we're big fans of Star Wars, or at least I am.
I'm a big fan
now. What'd you think of that Millennium Falcon scene when they're on Cronus?
What?
Where they turn sideways to make it out of the...
Oh yeah, I remember that. That was a Millennium Falcon. See, he needs to fucking make a Star Wars movie and get the fuck out of my trek. That's what he needs to do. He needs to make a Star Wars movie and just get the fuck out of my trek.
I feel like... I mean, okay, we're done. I guess we're done with spoilers. You know, shit happened that I disagreed with. But I still had fun with it at times.
Stuff happened.
But see, like,
Khan wasn't as big of a character. I mean, he had great dialogue. He had great moments. He wasn't as big as a villain as we would like to have been.
It's like talking about it, I feel like I should say 3. Because when I think back to it, I can just point to so much shit that it would be like, come on, man.
I feel me actually prepping for this movie ruined it for me.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think it ruined it for me because... Even not going back and watching Wrath of Khan, it's so ingrained in, like, sort of pop culture.
Yeah.
That, you know, I'm aware of Nimoy running around with that bomb looking all goofy. Because then he had big gloves.
Yeah. And I got that in my mind now. Someone make a GIF for that shit.
That shit's hilarious looking. But I feel like even then I would have been able to recognize, oh, this is a Khan.
Yeah.
You know, so... Because I've seen it, I was able to pull out a lot of the littler Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Like when they pan across Admiral Marcus's desk.
Yeah.
And you sort of see what's like kind of a cool like evolution of space travel.
Yeah.
You get to see like the original Enterprise from TOS.
Yeah.
And shit like that. And I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
But like I probably wouldn't have got any of that. I would have been like, hey, that looks like the original Enterprise. Like, you know. But having seen stuff recently, it was like, oh, that's a line from Khan. That's a line from Khan. You know, this is from Khan. Like the Kobayashi Maru, that's how Wrath of Khan starts.
Yeah, it does.
You know, so it's like, hey, this fucking Klingon warbird. It's like, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely didn't help, but thinking about it, I don't know. I feel like I want to downgrade to a 3, but I feel like if I watch it again, it might be a 4 still.
Yeah.
It vacillates, like I said.
I think we were disappointed the first viewing. I think now we know what we're getting into. Watching the game, we might enjoy it more.
Yeah. And like I said, I feel like the first 2/3 in the movie, I was fine. Even when he said, I'm Khan, it wasn't until he started getting too close to being Wrath of Khan.
It went from being his own thing to a remake, basically.
Yeah.
Do you think it would have been better? Because my feeling is, if they would have left Kirk dead and in cryogenic isolation, I guess, or frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And Conway got away. And now he's mad because all the shit that happened, his plans were ruined. So maybe he may actually get his wrath the next movie. I think it would have been a better film when it went out on a kind of like a Empire Strikes Back feel.
No!
That's not too like fucking...
I know that. Later on. My answer is no, though. Because I feel like... Because I feel like you're still doing too much Wrath of Khan shit.
Yeah.
I think when they did this, we're an alternate timeline. Should have been their opportunity to just do whatever. But the fact that you're just copying what they've already done... There's no way in fuck they're going to do a Genesis device for Part 3. So at least we're going to get an original story, hopefully.
Yeah.
Watch the next one be like the Borg or some shit like that.
Well, it could be. Who knows?
If it's the Klingon War, it's just fucking part three all over again.
Well, right now, what they're going through is since they... basically, part one and part two start before the actual original series. Because they do a five-year mission. Now, part one and part two, they end at a point where they're about to do the five-year mission, so...
Guess what?
Part three, either be them doing the five-year mission, would probably be kind of a downer.
Guess what? Alternate timeline. This isn't before one or two. This is its own one and two.
No, I mean, that's what I mean. Like, one and two.
Original series.
What I mean is one and two goes into the five-year mission. They're saying they're going to start the five-year mission.
Yes, now, they say that at the end of the movie.
Like,
but
they can also make... The next movie can also be about their five-year mission. Like, during that time, they can add a lot of stuff in there. Or it could be afterwards, after their five-year mission. It depends on what they want to do.
Guess what? They don't need to even bring up five-year mission. That five-year mission thing was just an excuse to use the boldly go where no one's gone before shit. Yeah. All they have to do is, we're out in space. There's this. Let's go fuck with it.
I'm just...
We kicked its ass. Like, that's all you need.
I'm just saying, we'll look at what they can do next. Since they're already talking about the five-year mission, they already put that in the film.
It doesn't need to be brought up ever again.
It doesn't need to be brought up ever again.
I'm just bringing up
the fact that if they wanted to, they could actually say the stuff in the series happened the same, kind of, minus the con shit.
Alternate reality.
And like, this is what happens after the five-year mission. Or they could take from that five-year mission, the original run, and make something happen differently. I'm just saying.
What original run?
The original series.
Alternate reality.
But they're taking shit anyway. and using it over. They took Wrath of Khan and used it over. Why not take something else from, like, the original series? I'm not saying they should. I'm just saying what they might do. I'm just throwing out ideas.
And you know what? Next time they show a bar like they did in the first one. There was a lot of redone shit from the first one. You notice that?
It was, yeah.
But next time they go to a bar, I guess Quark will be the fucking bartender.
Oh, I was hoping to see Data.
Why?
I don't know why I wanted to see Data so bad.
When they opened that thing up and you saw like the white face.
Yeah.
Were you like, holy shit, Data robots. That's
yeah.
I thought Data robots.
I thought it would have been cool to just have like a Data. Yeah. Like, bring it back to after. Just have him to make up and shit. Have him to open up the...
Data.
Close it back up. Like, that's not who we're looking for. Close it up.
I forgot my... Wow, what was that chip he was always talking about? I don't know.
Didn't Data turn evil at one point?
Yeah, that was one of the movies.
Oh, okay. Was he a main villain or was he just evil?
He had like an evil clone or something.
He grew a beard, did he?
Yes. Everyone, that's where the fucking beard thing comes from, Star Trek.
It comes from like old school Star Trek. Yes. Spock with the beard.
Oh man, what if they did that?
What if the Mirrorverse?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, the next movie.
I feel like what they need to do is bring up a fucking alien race and just do something with them. Make your own story with the fucking Gorn or something. Not the goddamn.
What if they made up a new alien race that hasn't been in Star Trek lore so far? They discovered something brand new.
That'd be cool. They're trying to discover a new country. I mean, like, why not? Yeah. It's an alternate reality. Who are you, you fucking nerds, to tell me that?
It is alternate reality. It could do so many things. So it does kind of suck they actually borrow from something that's already been established.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But, I like the fact that seeing it done differently. I think it could have done a better job. I think it could have took Wrath of Khan the way they did and done a complete better job with it.
I don't think it was that different at the end of the day. At the end of the day, it was exactly the same.
Yeah, but somebody could have done something way better to make it totally different. Mm-hmm. To be like, this is what would have happened if certain things happened differently. But it kind of felt like it was like the same thing. Just swap roles.
Yeah. Like I said, just at the end of the day, it was all the same.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like I said, the more I think about it, it's like a 3. But then if I sit and think about the good things, it's like, that was fun.
Yeah, I'll watch it again. Man, they need to bring in some actual writers. He needs to get rid of... I want to get rid of the people he has writing them. But then bring in some...
Damon Lindelof and fucking... Ortsman and Kersey or something.
Yeah,
bring
in some actual Star Trek writers that had them actually put together a really good Star Trek story.
Are you telling me Damon Lindelof doesn't know how to write a story? Doesn't know how to end a story?
No, I'm talking about more into like just, I don't know, man.
I'm saying David Lindelof doesn't know how to end a story.
I think he needs better writers.
Well, he won't be making the third one because he'll be making Star Wars. He'll either be...
Good luck on that.
He'll either be, like, giving me the biggest boner in the world or, you know, signing off on my suicide.
I can't wait to see your face when the first lens flare happens in, like, a fucking deserted planet or something.
Actually, the original Star Wars had a lens flare in it.
Did it?
It did.
Well, that's fine, but I can't wait to see your reaction because you know it's going to be a lens flare fest.
It might not be.
Hopefully it won't be.
I don't think Disney's going to fucking be like, hey, lens flare it up, son.
Yeah, because Disney takes shit like out that. Of here.
They're going to be, get that shit out of here. This is Lucasfilms.
Yeah.
You know, we have more respect than that. We put out episodes 1 through 3, goddammit. Oh, goddamn.
Well, Disney's behind it. They're going to do their best. Movies. They're going to do their best. I think Disney's going to do their best. Well, they're really good with buying companies, letting them do their own thing.
Yeah, like they did with LucasArts.
LucasArts. Maybe, yeah.
No, they closed LucasArts. And well, they sold off all their properties to other companies. To
make. Did they?
Yes.
I thought they kept it. They just kept the rights to everything.
Yes. They ended LucasArts. LucasArts is no longer makes games or anything.
Oh, that's your company, Lucas. Yes.
And they're farming out all the products for other people.
They bought Lucasfilms, but they closed down LucasArts. I got confused for a moment. Yeah, you're right. Yes, no more. So from now on, they're just going to find their own distributors for video games and stuff?
Yeah, well, they're going to export them out. They're going to be like, hey, Star Wars Battlefront. EA, you do this.
Okay.
EA, do you want to buy the property to do this?
That's a better thing.
It's a better way to make money.
Yeah. Man, that last Indiana Jones game they made was pretty awesome, though.
I don't know. The last Indiana Jones game I played was on the Super Nintendo.
Oh, man. You get punched in the face, you drop your hat, beat up everybody, go back and pick up your hat. You can actually not pick up your hat and go the whole game without your hat.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, well, no one ever did. I'm just saying, you could if you wanted to, but no one ever did.
Indy didn't even fucking leave a room in the movie without putting his hat back on. Do you remember that? Did you see that one scene where he was going to be fucking Willy? Yeah. You know what he took with him to that room? His hat and a tray of fruit.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't going to leave that goddamn hat behind. He was wearing like a business suit and that stupid ass fedora.
Yeah.
Man, I love Indiana Jones. You know what? George Lucas made some things I liked.
Refacon. Oh, I mean, Into Darkness.
Intercon.
Star Trek Intercon.
Did you think that Alice Eve underwear scene was unnecessary?
Not as much as I thought from the trailer.
That was in the trailer?
Yeah, remember I told you there's one scene in which they showed like this one broad. Hey, you're like, I hope this is not in the movie. Because wow, they made her look really dumb in the trailer. Like, she has no reason for being naked.
Duh.
Yeah, it was really
dumb.
Well,
she had no reason to be naked.
She still had no reason.
It was like, hey, preteens, what do you think of this?
Yeah, what do you think about this? Why don't you masturbate to this?
Yeah, tweens who own the internet and go to X videos anytime they want.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna fucking do that. I can go to Egotastic and find that same
I could have lived the rest of my life without seeing her in underwear. And guess even what? Though I enjoyed it for that brief moment, but it added nothing to the story.
Guess what? I've seen her in a movie in the nude. I don't come to Star Trek to see that.
I would actually prefer that scene to be cut to get more Khan in the movie.
That's a shitload of stuff I'd rather have them cut and get more Khan.
Yeah.
I guess at the end of the day, more Khan.
More Khan.
Yes.
That's all we needed.
Dark Khan.
Could have used a little bit more Khan.
Yes, Khan it up.
Yeah. I had a fever. Oh, prescriptions. More Khan. That's all we have for today's show. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Please rate and review us. Check out our blog at jimsmoviesandjunk.blogspot.com. Check out our Tumblr page.
Check out Jimmy Page. He's pretty sweet.
Check out Jimmy Page. I'm Notorious J.I.M.
And I'm Julian.
And I bid you a good day. Don't be a screen con.
No. The episode's done.